This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
It's frustrating what people post, what gets liked and shared. It's kind of scary. You shouldn't vaccinate your kids, because that's how kids get autism, so no one should vaccinate their kids. Hey, remember before posting that one time you went to medical school? Nope. You know who's not sharing and liking that? Doctors. You know, for the Times Like podcast, when I was doing research for that anti-vaccination episode, I talked to a lot of doctors, and it's just crazy to me that there's no legitimate link at all between vaccinations and autism. But there's a very, very strong link between getting rid of vaccinations and having lethal diseases we already beat come back and kill us all over again. We will literally die because of ignorance. It's insane. I wonder what the anti-vaxxers are gonna post then, you know? Just, have you seen my non-autistic kid? He's the little guy in the corner with the leg braces and the measles scars all over his face. Sure glad I stopped listening to doctors. If any part of that joke upset you, I want you to read more after the show. Flat earthers, I hope I can always make fun of that. That's nonsense. So preposterous. To be that anti-science and just logic and common sense, it's crazy that we live in a world now where there are people being convinced by conspiracy theorists while listening to them on satellite radio that the Earth is flat. An almost unfathomable level of irony. They call it a flat Earth debate to make it sound more intellectual. All right, there's two sides to the flat Earth debate. And if you're a flat earther right now, you're thinking, exactly. There's only two sides, you smug son of a bitch. There's the round side and the flat side. This is how insane this argument is. On the round side of this debate is every scientist alive. Not most, all of them. Every legitimate scientist, every astronomy and physics professor, every pilot who makes it to their destination consistently. People who understand if you flew in the same direction long enough, you'd make it back around to where you began your journey, as opposed to the very different flat Earth outcome, which has never happened, of just drifting off into the void. Soaring over a mythical ice wall that keeps our oceans from pouring into the abyss and quenching the thirst of the Kraken. It's medieval. On the other side of this argument, on the flat Earth side of this argument, is Tila Tequila. That sums it up. A lot of people still very worried about the devil. That bothers me. We're on the cusp of colonizing Mars. We're about to have 3D printers kick out usable biological organs. We'd have even more cool medical and tech if more people focused on that and worried less about, what's the devil up to, though? Where's the devil right now? And I get believing in like a good or an evil deity. I get believing in like a vague notion of like a good God and an evil God. But some people take it too far, and they add a lot of unnecessary stress to their lives, worrying that the evil deity is interfering on Earth in ways that can be easily and quickly disproven. I watch a lot of weird videos. And I know that a lot of people are worried right now that Katy Perry, the pop star, is famous because she sold her soul to Satan. But they really believe this. A lot of videos, get a lot of views, a lot of comments underneath them. Stuff like, enjoy your fame and fortune, whore of Babylon. There's no way that's true. There's no way that the devil is out there giving you whatever you want if you just give the devil your soul. Because if that was true, there would be a lot less homeless people. I'm like, you mean to tell me that some dude sleeping in a piss-filled alley, eating out of a dumpster, literally sucking dick for meth, isn't quite ready to make that deal? That guy would sell his soul for a chalupa. But you think in some magical scenario where, you know, the devil's just gonna fix all his problems, he's gonna turn it down, you know, where the devil's just, give me your soul, I'll make it all go away. Fame and fortune of yours, just give me that sweet, sweet soul. Hey, get out of here, devil! How dare you! Sure, I'm going through a rough patch. I'll finish you in a second, you hold your horses, hey. My teeth may be dirty, but my soul is clean. Ha ha! I'm glad a lot of you seem to enjoy that. I'm sure for a few of you, the show just ended. You may remain here physically, but in your head, oh, you're done right now. He needs to take that joke out of his act. Who does it from the side anyway? Just like... I'm just fascinated with what, you know, people choose to believe in, to worry about, how they kind of just add to their problems in weird ways. You know, like what problems they invent. The weirdest one to me, I've been talking about it a few years, and it's a growing movement, is the lizard Illuminati. I know I joke around about it a lot, but it is crazy when you really think about it. There are adults out there stressed out because they're worried about reptilians from space who live in tunnels beneath us, who mate with our political leaders and create these weird bloodlines, who control our thoughts from the moon matrix. Like, there's somebody in a cubicle right now going, goddamn lizards! I'm sick of it! When I first found out about it, I thought it was a joke. And when I watched the videos, I was laughing. And then I read the comments underneath, and I thought it would just be comment after comment of stuff like, get the fuck out of here, it's crazy. No, comment after comment of like, thank you for being brave enough to speak the truth. Hashtag woke as fuck. What? This is a real belief. That's what amazed me about the internet. No matter how crazy the video is, there are believers in the comment section, no matter how extreme. You know, just some guy ran, just like, I'm sick of the Rothschilds taking their blood pedophile money and using it for their Agenda 21 extermination program, okay? It's Bohemian Grove. They meet about it every year. They have the rituals. It's on tape. Okay, listen, the Bilderbergers, just looking, look, the pizzas are there. Wake up, sheeple. It's the Freemasons working with the Knights Templar, Priory of Sion. Connect the dots, okay? Mona Lisa, do the math. The Greys, Area 51. They coordinate everything. All roads lead to the Denver airport!
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.